day is getting closer to God, and how do we do that? And throughout the week, listen to K-Love and other sources of Christian radio, and I noticed Tony sings a lot of songs that casting crowns, and there's one they have, and it's been out for a while. It's called The Voice of Truth, and in one section of it, he's talking about when David stood before the Philistine Goliath and said, "Who should defy the armies of the living God?" And I was thinking, he was listening to the voice of truth. In that song, it will say that David stood on the voice of truth, the word of God, while the armies stood and shook in their armor, wishing they had the faith to stand. And I'm thinking about our world today, how many Davids we have going on, and how many standing back, shaking in their armor, waiting on somebody else to do something. There's a place that's all found in Samuel, 1 Samuel 17. I would ask you to read the whole chapter of verse 17, and you'll see. But in verse 47, it says, "All this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." He had no fear of the Philistine that stood before him. He had no fear of the giant that stood there and was calling him out and was mocking him and making fun of him. You think that's going on today toward the Christian world? We're under attack. But David said, "The Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's." That's where I want to stand. So how about getting closer to God? Do you want to be as close to God as David? Yes, I should hope you would want to. We may never attain that, but we should never quit trying to obtain that. So, he trusted in the voice of truth. Now, if you watch the news or read the paper or just sitting amongst a group of the world, you'll hear a lot of voices are hollering right now. Everybody wants this. We can do it that way. You're wrong. You're right. You're a bigot. You're hateful. Just on and on and on. It says in there something about the heathen rage. But we're going to talk about voices today. Voices in this world. Goliath's voice. He was loud and bold and arrogant, crying out at the Israeli army. And what did David do? He stood firm on the word of God. He would not take on the armor of the world. He picked up five stones. And what did he do? Did he try to sneak around the Philistine that was crying out to him, calling him a dog? David ran right directly at the giant. Took him head on. He didn't hesitate. Why? Not in the trust of himself. Not in the trust of the armor of the world, but he trusted in the armor of God. He trusted in the promises of God. He trusted in the relationship God had with his chosen people. And he ran directly at it. He took it head on. He didn't hesitate. And he reared back with that little stone. He didn't have a sword. He didn't have a shield. And it was over before it started. The giant didn't know what hit him. David was victorious not because of David's stature, not because of David's strength, not because of David's army, only because of his trust in God. And that's who I was talking about this morning. We should be so humbled as we're gathered together here, because it's by God's grace that we can do that. Not ours, not mine, not Dave's, not anybody's. not a governor, not a president, not a mayor, not anything, by God's grace alone. Now, we talk about, we're going to talk a little bit about the voices of Jesus. I'm going to read John chapter 10, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. Now, think about the voices. This is Jesus speaking right here. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice." Single voice. "And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Let us pray. We ask now, Lord, for your guidance, your blessing on this word, this scripture text here, that we can be focused in on your voice and your voice alone. There's many voices going on either side of us, ahead of us, behind us, under us, over us. We need to listen to the voice within that's brought on by the Holy Spirit. We need to seek your word to confirm the voices that are out there, to be sure they are true, they are real, they are righteous, they are from you. I ask again for your guides, your direction through the remainder of this service this day. And these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Now, did you hear what? That was Jesus saying. And it's Jesus' voice that we've got to hear. I can get caught up in looking at news things on Fox News or whatever it might be. And I get caught up in and get distracted listening to this voice or that voice. We can't do that. We cannot do that. It takes an effort on our part to not listen to those voices. And thinking about this sermon in the voices, there's hearing and then there's listening. Now, we can hear a lot of things, but it's the ones we get down and listen to that's the ones that's getting us. We got to stay focused on hearing the Word of God and it only. Not get caught up in the many voices of this world. Let's go to Mark chapter 1. I got several scriptures here, but these are all about the voices. Mark 1, 1 through 8 says, "In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee." Verse 3, "The voice of one," the voice of one, the voice of one, listen, "in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem and were baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and honey." But verse 7, "and preached, saying, there cometh one," he's talking about that one voice, "one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. Verse 8, "I indeed baptize with water." That's taking you down to Morgan's Hole up there, and you're dipping. But it says, "but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit." That's baptizing by the Holy Spirit. Only Jesus can baptize us with. We can all be dunked in the water, but only Jesus, that one voice, can baptize us in spirit. I'm going to read John chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 11 through 14. "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God." Isn't that a very humbling statement here this morning? "Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. There again, I'm talking about the Word of God, the one voice that we got to listen to, the one voice that is the only voice of truth, the one voice that is the only way unto salvation. Here again, I've talked a little bit about listening to the voices, and mind you, folks, I'm not here to criticize anybody for what's been done prior to today. It's not in me. I'm guilty of everything coming and going. But what I am here today to do is to encourage you to read your Word, to study your Word, to attend services when you're able, to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this other stuff will take care of itself. That's what a pastor is really meant to do. And I thank the Lord for my pastor, Dave, is to encourage us to keep going forward and listening to that one voice to try to keep us from being distracted by that voice I hear over there. That voice I hear over there. That voice that really, really tickles my ears. That voice that really says everything's okay. We got to focus on the one voice, the voice in the wilderness. And the more I looked over that and looked it up, it's in Isaiah where Isaiah prophesied that and said, I can't remember exactly where it was at, but he was the one, he was speaking of John the Baptist, voice in the wilderness. Now, if you think in this world today, this world is a wilderness, don't you agree? You agree? Yeah. This sermon topic is telling us we all have voices. But if you're focused on following the voice, do you realize you are the voice in the wilderness today? Each and every one of us is a voice. You're a voice at Walmart. You're a voice at your workplace. You're a voice at your family table. You're a voice in the wilderness. If you've been born again this morning, if you're focused on trusting in the Word of God, you're trusting in the perfect birth, perfect life, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for your relationship with Him, you are that voice in the wilderness. We're going to just hit some places where Jesus spoke to us. John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. Now listen what it says. This is Jesus talking. This is Bible truth. This is to not confuse anybody that there is a way. Because He said, if you try any other way, you're a thief and a robber. Listen what Jesus says to Nicodemus here. He says, Jesus answered him and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, what better, what more secure source of the Word is there than from the mouth of Jesus Christ? That's from the mouth of God Himself. Ye must be born again. No debate on that. No debate. Nicodemus saying to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in a second time in his mother's womb and be born? We know that you can't. But Jesus answered. Now listen, this is the one voice. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and that is a fleshly birth, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's pretty clear exactly what Jesus told us. Now, flip over. Everybody knows this one. Jesus said this, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you hear that voice this morning? That's one voice. That's one voice, not voices, one voice. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus is speaking to Martha, the sister to Lazarus. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he lives. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? That's the one voice. That's the coming from God himself. We got to listen to that one voice. John 14:6. This is familiar to everybody. John 14:6. Well, I'm going to read the first six verses. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And there's a lot of troubled hearts in this world today, Christian, non-Christian alike, because we're listening to the voices that are not from the source of the throne, that are not from the mercy seat, and it's not from the Word of God. We're listening to voices from here and there and yonder and everywhere. And where do they get their information? They dream it up in their heads. We got to listen to the Word of God. Let not your heart be troubled. Why not be troubled? Because we're listening to the Word of God. This is Jesus. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for who? You, us, me, we, Christians, people that have trusted in the one voice, the one source of salvation. That's what he's talking to. And this is Jesus talking to you. This is the true voice talking to you. And if I go and prepare a place, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Do you believe Jesus today? He's coming again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also be. That's where I want to be, with that one voice, with that one source of hope, with that one foundation of security in Jesus. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And doubting Thomas says, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? How can we know the way? By listening to the one voice. And here's Jesus' response. The one voice. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. One voice, one source, one Savior. There again, I want to emphasize now, how can we grow closer to the Lord? Now, we just read a lot of scriptures where Jesus was talking directly to us. Again, I say, where Jesus was talking directly to you today. Directly to you and me. He's talking directly. One voice speaking to us individuals. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father by me. So how do we grow closer to God? You know, there's a whole lot more scriptures in the Word of God that point you in that same direction that we just read, the few. The whole Bible is full of encouragement. It's full of truth. It's full of promises. It's full of hope. It's full of grace. It's full of salvation. One source. One voice. I hope you get the point today that we got to continue to seek that voice. And how do we do that? By studying the Word of God. Whether it be at home, whether it be at church, whether it be even on the radio. You can choose. There's umpteen radio stations all across there, and I've searched them all. But in the last 10, 15 years, I've stayed focused on one that pertains to the hope that we find in the Word of God. That's a good source. Good selection of television shows. The Bible says, put no unclean thing before your eyes. There's a lot of voices on them TVs today. There's a lot of voices on them phones today. There's a lot of voices on them radios today. There's a lot of voices in a lot of different sources today. Stay focused on the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, this will be familiar to y'all. Chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. One way. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. One source. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That the man of God, if you're born again, that's you this day. One source, one voice. Okay. Now, I talked earlier about, in the script, talking about the Scriptures. There was several different writers of the Scripture. But that verse right there tells us it all come from one source. Agreed? Agreed? One source. One voice. One place for us to go. One voice for us to listen to. One foundation for us to stand on. So, there's many different writers, but they all were inspired by God Himself. So, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 18. And this is where I talked earlier about us being the voice. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, now here again, this is from the source of truth. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He's talking to you directly. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. Folks, you're a living testimony. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you are a witness for Jesus, why it's done to you. We all have a testimony. If you've been born again, you all have the greatest testimony ever, and that's being saved from death unto life through the blood of Jesus. There's no better testimony than that right there. So, we got to realize, folks, if you possess Christ as your Savior, you are part of that one voice sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, you can be another voice and spread a lot of stuff. We got to focus on the one voice here this morning. And in closing, we'll read Psalm 91, first six verses. Now, listen to this. The topic of that is happy state of the godly. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Isn't that humbling this morning? Isn't that humbling this day? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, and that means my safe place, and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Is that where you're at? There's that one voice right there where we need to be. And this is the last scripture I'm going to read right here is Matthew 11:28 through 30. And here again, it's that one voice of Jesus speaking. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Do you believe that? I do. So in closing, as Julie gets a song in closing, if you'd have a need, you know, come up, or you can pray right there in your car. But I hope you find encouragement in God's Word today. I hope you find that there is but one source. This world is in disarray. I can go on and go on and go on about that, but you all know it. If you have ears to hear and eyes to see, you can see something's wrong in this world. I've talked to many people that are not church-going people, really don't have a godly life at all, but they'll be some of the first to admit, what's wrong? What's happening? Too many voices. We got one voice. One voice. Okay, Julie.